Philippians 4, verse number 4 says this, rejoice always, and again I say rejoice.
Amen.
Go to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13. I desire your prayers tonight. I don't want to be the killer of the service here.
Come on.
And I feel an urgency to preach this. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 1. If you have that, won't you say amen?
Amen.
Let brotherly love continue. Amen. That's all I'm gonna read. If you'd stretch your hand this way,
hallelujah.
Ask you to let God and ask God to help us and anoint us here tonight. Lord, I praise you.
Lord, I love you. God, I thank you, Lord, for this group of believers that's here. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd anoint me tonight with the Holy Ghost from heaven. God, we need you, Lord, to just move.
Thank you, Lord.
God amongst us. Draw hearts, Lord, near to you.
Jesus.
Lord, and we'll never fail to give you the praise, Lord, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice again, rejoice in the Lord, and I again say rejoice. Amen. Hebrews here, let brotherly love continue. And I thought, amen, I want to preach tonight on love and joy will not perish.
Right.
Love and joy will not perish.
Yeah.
I thought if we've been in this for very long, amen, we know, amen, that there is a press, amen, that is out for our love and for our joy in this hour.
Come on.
And I believe, amen, with all my heart, amen, that the enemy is fighting and warring against the soul of man. Amen. And I thought, amen, I believe, amen, I'm just going to step out in this and you pray for this preacher tonight. Amen. Because I feel like the enemy's going to try to fight this. Amen. But I feel like God's going to help us. I believe, amen, that the Garden of Eden was a joyful, amen, place, a peaceful place for Adam and Eve. Amen. Until they sin. Amen. And I believe when they sin, amen, that their joy, amen, and their peace and their love, amen, slowly got zapped out of them. Amen, especially when their son was murdered by his own brother. Amen, and I thought then, amen, from then on, I believe that they started aging. Amen, and they started to die. Amen, can I say this? There is pleasure in sin for a season. But when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Amen. Oh, what a lovely and joyful place it must have been in the garden. Amen. Before sin. Amen. But now sin is entered and Abel is dead. And now I am feeling, amen, pains. Amen. And gray hair is setting in. Amen. What is the payment for sin? Death is coming. We all have an appointment, you see, at the end into this life, and unless the Lord splits the eastern skies, which I believe can happen at any time, amen, I want you to know tonight, friend, that you have an appointment at the end of your life, and you will meet the maker of this universe, amen, you see, amen, it is appointed to every man to die, amen, and once you die, you will meet the judgment immediately. Amen. I thought they was no doubt, amen, slaves to sin. But brother, I thank God that that's not the end of the story. Amen. But we read of the prophecy, amen, in Genesis 3 that tells how, amen, that sin had entered in. Amen. And how that it had ruined, amen, what God intended to be. But can I tell you, thank God that wasn't the end of the story. We read down a little bit further and we read where the prophecy goes forth. How, amen, seat between the seed of the woman. Amen. And between, amen, the devil. Amen. And the Bible goes on to tell us, amen, that his foot, the seed of the woman, amen, was gonna bruise the head, amen, of Satan. It was a prophecy of what was coming. Amen. I thought, amen, I heard this story, amen, a little while back, amen. And I thought, you're gonna think this is kind of funny, amen, but my little girls, amen, they homeschool, amen. And I thought, amen, they were doing a little lesson. And I thought, I heard my youngest Emily, she began to tell me, amen, about a man, amen, his name was Elijah, amen, Parrish, Lovejoy. And I thought, amen, I began to listen to her tell me this story, amen, but I thought this man, Elijah Lovejoy, amen, was born in November 9th, 1802 in Albon, Maine. And his mother, amen, wanted him to be his teacher. His dad wanted him to be a writer. And at the age of 30 years old, he became a teacher and a preacher of the gospel. But just a few years later, he also became a writer and became, amen, a publisher of a newspaper, amen, in Alton, Illinois, that was called The Observer. I thought The Observer meant something. It meant one who watches or notices some things. You see, Lovejoy noticed that slavery, amen, in this year, amen, in the years that he lived, amen, was, amen, evil, amen. And he realized that he observed it, and he realized how wrong it was, and he realized that God wanted no man to be in slavery. So Lovejoy, amen, started a printing press, and he started, amen, printing articles to abolish slavery. And an angry mob came that hated this and destroyed his press. And Elijah worked, amen, and ordered another press, amen, with his savings. And he ordered another press. And when this press was coming in, amen, this press was also, amen, destroyed. Amen. And I thought, amen, so, amen, Lovejoy, amen, I thought when the press was coming in, one man yelled out, "Look, Lovejoy is at it again." Amen. You see, amen, there were people in that hour who was racist. There was people in that hour, amen, who wanted those articles stopped, who wanted to kill not only Lovejoy, but the colors. Amen. And I thought Lovejoy realized there was a problem there. Amen. And this mob hated him. And that man said, "Look, amen, Lovejoy's at it again." And I thought Lovejoy and his friend, so they destroyed his press. That didn't even make it in, Brother Tommy. It come in on the wagon. Amen. And when they saw it coming in, they went out there and they destroyed that printing press, and they put it in pieces and throwed it into the river. And I thought Lovejoy, amen's friends, amen, begin to see what was going on. And I thought they started raising money. And you know what they done? They bought a third press. Amen. And I thought when Lovejoy had them deliver this press, amen, he said, "Don't take it to, amen, the factory, the printing factory." He said, "But I have rented a stone warehouse." Amen. And he sent his friends to protect it. And I thought Lovejoy went in to the mayor as the press was coming, and he told the mayor of the town, he said, "You must do your job and protect this press, the sheriff, amen, to come, amen. And the sheriff, amen, told the told that sheriff, he said, I want you to stay there till 10 p.m. And after 10 p.m., let them men do whatever they want to do. And so, amen, the time went on. Amen, the sheriff went out there. They protected it until 10 p.m. They said when the sheriff left that it was almost like he gave a signal to the tavern that was across the road. Amen, and he began to, he said all of a sudden 30 men came out of that tavern, amen, having guns and having rocks in their hand, and they began to yell in there at Lovejoy, amen, as they came, amen, in. I thought, amen, a man ran and told the mayor what was going on, and the mayor come out, amen, and when the mayor come out, amen, the men were on top of the roof, and they were trying their best to set that place on fire. And I thought when they set it on fire, the mayor showed up, and I thought the angry mob, they said, look, another press, amen. And I thought, amen, as they began the mayor, amen, the fire got so bad, the heat got so bad on them, that they threw the rocks, they broke out the windows, amen, they began to shoot into the building, and finally Lovejoy and his men had to come out, and when they come out, amen, the mayor told Lovejoy, he said, why don't you just give these men what they came for, Lovejoy? Amen, but I liked, amen, what Lovejoy replied, amen, hallelujah, amen. He began to tell them, amen, you can destroy a man at the stake, amen, but the truth cannot be ever silenced, hallelujah. I thought his Lovejoy came out, brother, amen, a man that hated him pulled out a pistol, amen, and shot him 5 times, and Lovejoy turned around and he died there. What are you getting at, brother David? You told the story of Adam and Eve. Yes, I have. You told us the story of Elijah Parrish Lovejoy. What's your deal here? Well, this is what I want to tell you. I thank God that's not the end of the story in either one of these situations. But I'd like to tell you one more story before I wrap the others up, if I could. I want to tell you about another angry mob one day, amen, that turned their back upon a Savior, amen, that hated him. I mean, one day they were worshiping him. One day, amen, they were putting olive leaves and palm leaves at his feet, amen, and laying down their garments, pouring the walk on, amen, for the donkey to come across on. But the next day, they're crying like the angry mob, crucify him, crucify him. But I thank God, amen, that they didn't stop there. Amen, one man said this, amen, listen to me, amen, I'm preaching, amen, to you, amen, hallelujah, that love and joy will not perish. Amen, one man said this, and Lovejoy yelled, and look, amen, love and joy's at it again. But can I tell you, amen, right there upon the cross of Calvary, amen, Jesus was hung between two malefactors, amen, and I'm telling you, the mob began to rail upon him, and began, amen, to discourage him, amen, and I'm telling you, they took that cat of nine tails, and they beat upon him, and brother, when they pulled that cat of nine tails, amen, out of his body, last place.
Yes, God.
Oh, my. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
The one man said, look, love, joy is at it again. Amen. But can I tell you what happened on that cross? Hanging between two malefactors. Amen. Jesus kept his eyes on the prize. Amen. He came to save humanity. He came to deliver. Whoa.
Yeah.
The lost man. Hallelujah. And right there upon the cross, amen, in his pain and his agony, amen, I thought, amen, the one upon the one side begin to say things like this, amen, oh, I mean, you hear them, the angry mob, he saved others, amen, but himself he cannot save. I'm telling you, if you be the Son of God, bring us down. Amen. Come on now. Help me preach just a little while. But love and joy that marches on. Amen. But the one on the other side realized there was something that was different about this man named Jesus. Amen. And I thought, amen, this man, amen, told Jesus. He said, he even told the thief on the other side. He said, this man hasn't done nothing wrong. But what's happening? We have justly deserved what we're receiving. They were thieves, you see. Amen. But let me tell you about Jesus. Amen. Even on this on the cross, in his pain and in his agony, he looked through, amen. Hallelujah. Them compassionate eyes that he has. Amen. And that man said, will you forgive us? Will you forgive me when thou comest into thy kingdom? Amen. And I like what Jesus said. Amen. He said, this day, amen, you shall be with me in paradise. Amen. You see, it looked like, no doubt, a dark time. No doubt, it looked like a horrible time. But love and joy, I said, love and peace and mercy, I went marching on. I said, love and mercy, I went marching on.
Yes.
Oh, lift your hands and magnify God. Hallelujah. You see, amen, I'm not going to preach very long here tonight. Hallelujah, honey, amen. You can try to figure out some kind of song to go with this. I feel like pulling just for a minute. We're a sinner for a lost soul. I've got to say something right here. Amen. Now I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm glad that people come to our churches. I'm glad that people show up. But brother, I'm telling you, I want you to hear what I'm saying with love and compassion in my heart. It ain't good enough for you just to show up at church and write your name upon the church book and be a member of a church. Amen. What you need is soul saving, amen, experience in your life. Amen. You see, you don't just show up to church and become saved, but brother, you come to an altar and you ask for God to forgive you of your sin. Amen. Amen. And Jesus will wipe away your sin. And then you're saved by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, let me preach to you just for a few minutes. I thought, amen. Here, amen. But we read this story. And they brought in another press. And can I tell you, amen, Jesus died. He gave up the ghost. The prophecies come to fulfillment. Amen. He just like the Bible told us they would. Amen. But I thought something, amen, stuck out to me when I read this story about love, joy. You see, amen, Amen. When he come out, he let them men know. He said, listen to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Slavery is wrong. And can I tell you, if you are a slave to your sin, brother, you are in the wrong. But I've got good news for you. When you get saved, you've been washed in the blood. Amen. I said, when you really get saved, you'll quit your way of sinning. Amen. You won't look like you used to look. You won't talk how you used to talk. You'll have a change. Apostle Paul said this. Amen. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I behaved as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. What was he saying? I got saved on the way to Damascus. God delivered my soul. And I come to tell somebody, love and joy, everything you've been looking for, it's in this place tonight. Jesus has came looking for you. Oh my, I gotta preach just a little while. Amen. Would you bear with me? I jotted down a few things here. Amen. And I'm telling you, I ain't have time to finish this. Amen. Lovejoy died, amen, at 34 years old. Amen. And I thought, amen, I'm trying to find it here in my notes and I can't see it. Amen. But I think it was either, well, let me see. Yes. So, amen, it was 2 days before his 35th birthday. Amen. He died. And Lovejoy, amen, had some famous quotes. Amen. And one of his most famous quotes was this. Amen. I have sworn to eternal opposition to slavery. And by the blessings of God, I will never go back. Amen. What are you getting at, Brother David? I'm telling you, when you really get saved, when you really get washed in the blood, there ain't nothing to go back to, my friend. Amen. I thought the greatest threat to freedom is not external forces, but it's the erosion of the truth within your own self. Hallelujah. Because God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. And I thought the angry mob to crucify him, but I'm telling you, Jesus, amen, made a way of an escape for you and I. Amen. I said, Jesus made a way of an escape for you and I. And I thought, as the angry mob, amen, no doubt, amen, shot him 5 times and murdered him, I thought that something rang out to me as I begin to read this story. Amen. No doubt those men, they took that press. Oh, I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna help me just for a little bit. I ain't preached much this week. Can I go ahead and just preach a couple hours? Hallelujah. You all right? Come on. I'm just kidding. I ain't going to hold you here that long unless God wants me to. And I'll do it. Amen. But listen to me. Hallelujah. I thought as I read this story, that angry mob, amen, they killed him. And when they went into that building, that stone building, brother, they didn't even look at Lovejoy laying there. They rushed into that printing press. They were more worried about those articles getting out. Amen. And they took that press and those articles and they threw them, they broke it into pieces. And that story said that they threw them into the river. And I thought, amen, something began to click with me as I began to read this. And I thought, amen, surely, amen, something would happen from this. Can I tell you, this was 28 years, amen, before the slaves, amen, were set free. Amen. And I thought, amen, hallelujah, Abraham Lincoln, amen, when he, amen, abolished slavery in 1865, he wrote a letter 20 years later after the death of Lovejoy saying this. Lovejoy's a tragic death for freedom in every sense marked his sad ending. And the most single event that has happened in the era of our time. Amen. Can I tell you what's so important about that? This is what I came to tell you. Amen. That even though Lovejoy died, amen, the story rings on. Amen. Over almost 200 years later, I said the story, amen, rings on. What are you getting at, Brother David? Listen to me. Amen. They crucified, amen, Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And when they put him in that borrowed tomb, I think they thought it was over. But brother, I want to tell you, on the third day, love and joy got up.
Come on. Yes, yes.
Let me preach. Hallelujah. I said love and joy got up. Hallelujah. You see, they thought they destroyed it. Amen. But when they poked him in the side, amen, forthwith come blood and water. I'm telling you, they took that press and they throwed it in the river. But can I tell you, when they poked him and beat him, a river opened up. Wow! I said a river opened up. Love and joy, it marches on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Would you stand with me across the house?
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
Say, well, is that the end? No. One of these brothers singing to you tonight and telling you about it's the love of God.
Right.
Holy God. Oh, man. I got to quit.
Holy God.
Oh, say, Brother David, you missed it tonight. No, no. How do you know? I'll tell you how. Because I felt the love of God in this place. Oh. Say, what a love and joy. Amen. Is it in there? No, no. Amen. Woo. How do you know? Well, let me tell you. August 13th, 2006. Amen. I staggered into an old little country church one night. Amen. Sitting back, amen, about three quarters of the way on the right side of that little country church. Amen. Brother come preaching to me. Listen, I ain't trying to put nobody down. I wouldn't embarrass that brother for nothing. That brother has some disabilities in his life. Yeah. He'll tell you that when he's preaching. God's healed him of a lot of things.
Yes. Yes.
He was born with a lot of disabilities.
Right.
Amen. And I'm telling you, he come with a simple message on, do you got the victory that night? Amen. He got back there right down, amen, in my row. Amen. My wife was sitting there. And he looked at my wife and he said, does he have the victory? Amen. And I thought, amen. You see, this is where we're at nowadays. I'm just going to get real plain right here. Amen. People come to church, amen, never have repented, and they act like everything's all right.
Yeah.
I'm preaching right to somebody tonight. I feel it. And the enemy hates this. Amen. And I'm telling you what I've done. I knew that I was lost. I knew it. And I didn't try to hide it. I didn't let my wife answer for me.
Right.
Amen. And I'll just tell you this. Your wife ain't going to answer for you on judgment.
Right.
And you ain't going to answer for your husband on judgment.
Right.
Whoa. I feel hell fighting right there, but I felt good saying it. Hallelujah. Amen. But you're going to stand in the judgment for yourself. And I'm telling you, when them books swing open wide, you're going to give an account for you and you alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, when he come back there, he said, as he got the victory, amen, I just yelled out and I said, no, sir, I don't. Amen. And I'm telling you, the power of God hit that little brother. He spun around and he pointed that little finger right in my face. And he said, before you leave here this night, you will have. And I'm telling you, when he made that altar call, I ran to that altar. Amen. And that love, that joy, that peace, it entered into my life. And August 13th, it'll be 19 years. And I want to tell you, love and joy is still there. And I'm telling you, you came tonight, you've searched everywhere. It ain't at the bottom of that pill bottle. But my friend, it's in Jesus. It's in the love of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Whoa.
That's God.
Man, I'm telling you, I had some things hit me right there out of left field.
Come on.
I gotta quit. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you're having trouble in your mind, amen, if you're running here and there, amen, looking for the answer, amen, listen to me, I feel like preaching to you, amen, if you're going to the psychiatrist for counseling, I want to tell you about the chief counselor. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And I'm telling you what Paul said. He said, let this mind, amen, that's in Christ Jesus, let it also be in you. And I'm telling you tonight, you can leave here with a whole new perspective on life. God can change you and change the direction in which you're headed.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh my, would you lift your hands and ask God to help me make this altar call. I know it gets quiet when you preach like this. But love, this came for you tonight. Jesus has came for you tonight. And I'm going to ask you, are you going to turn it away? I beg you. You can do it where you're at. You can kneel where you're at. If you can, get down. If you can't, amen, just lift your hands. Man, I feel like telling this. I don't know why. It just came to me.
Help him, Jesus.
We was at a church, brother. I was preaching. There was a man sitting on the back. How God was moving. I preached to a sinner. I knew it was him. He's sitting back there on the right-hand side. I knew God was dealing with him. I begged, I pleaded, I did everything I knew how to do to get him to come to that altar. And it dawned on me, Brother Tommy, that he wasn't physically able to come down to that altar. And I said, sir, if you want saved, won't you lift your hand right where you are? And we'll come pray with you. You know what that man done? He slipped his hand up. Woo. And that night, God delivered his soul. I feel like telling you, I'm going to open this altar. Woo. Hallelujah. Would the saints of God go ahead and make your way? Amen. I feel like opening up to everybody. Amen. I'm not going to try to single you out. Not going to point you out. Amen. But I'll just tell you, amen, if you need love and joy in your life, if you need to be saved, I beg you to come to this altar. Amen. But if you can't, you lift that hand. You get down, pray where you're at. I promise you, God will come to where you are. He'll touch your heart, your life. Amen. I wish I had a praying church tonight. Would you gather in this altar with me, church? I need a praying church. Amen. Let's ask God to help us.
Of the sea. my despairing cry. In from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Oh, love lifted me, love lifted me.
Oh, love.
suffered defeat as the blackness of night closed off the light. My heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with fright, and all I could see was no hope inside. With faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me. Drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? I knew my destruction was a matter of time, but Jesus appeared, said, "This one is mine." Now I'm safe from all harm, but walked through the storm and came looking for me. He came looking for me. From all harm, since I met the one who came looking.